NFLShop.com is your one-stop shop for officially licensed NFL gear to rep your favorite team. Check out the latest arrivals of jerseys, t-shirts, and much more. You'll find everything you need for a winning season with the best selection of NFL gear you'll find anywhere. Assemble your fan uniform for cheering on your team everywhere from the stadium to your couch. Shop an unbeatable selection of gear to showcase your team pride and style. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Welcome to the Scene to Scene podcast. I am your host, Valerie Complex. Today, I am chatting with Ji Young Yoo. Ji Young stars as co-lead in the 6-part limited series, Expats.
I think I learn a little bit with every character that I play. I think usually I play a character and it causes enough introspection that I learn something about myself. I honestly can't gush enough about Freaky Tales. I'm so excited to share it with more people.
If you like what you hear, be sure to review, like, and subscribe to the Scene to Scene podcast.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
And we return to Our American Stories. Up next, a story from a man who truly puts his faith in action. Combat zones, to be exact. Dave Eubank's main mission with the Free Burma Rangers is to deliver aid in areas of the world where bullets are literally flying overhead and the risk of death is high. He also brings his family and children along for the ride. Here he is to tell his faith story. Let's get into it.
So this is how I felt called to be a missionary. I don't know if I was born a soldier or I just decided to become one so young that I can't remember the difference. But I was naturally attracted to action and combat and testing myself and going for it and trying to face evil and win. From a very early age, went to university at Texas A&M, was commissioned there as an officer in the U.S. Army, was in the infantry down in Panama and doing different missions all over Central South America. Then I went to the 2nd Ranger Battalion, and I was a platoon leader there as a first lieutenant. And then I tried out for Special Forces, and I became a A-team leader for the Special Forces of Green Berets. Altogether, I spent just under 10 years, 9-point-something years in the Army, and felt the call to get out. You know, military has all its challenges, but I liked it. I like the action. I don't like all the rules and time use, but I love the action. I love the people in it. But I remember when I rededicated my life to the Lord in my 30s, when I had a crisis of really following Jesus and decided to follow him full on after a lot of failures. Well, my way didn't work. Jesus, I'm going to go back to your way. And I felt God say, stay in the Army. I'll bless you. Put God first, your men second and you last, which is not the order it was. Put God first, your men second, you last. You'd be effective for me in the Army. I'll bless you. Or get out and see what happens. I had a choice. That kind of makes it hard. But I thought, I wonder what it's like to get out and just totally depend on God and go for it. And I got out and I went to seminary. But while I was doing that, that's when the Wa tribe of Burma came and said to my dad, please send someone to help us. They saw a picture of me with a green beret on. They said, send that guy. We're a warrior people. We need warriors. We'll understand them. He's a warrior. We know that. Talking about me. And we need Jesus. And your son's in seminary, so he's trying to follow Jesus. Send him. And when I got that call, it just felt right. You know, like when you fall in love with someone, how do you describe the feeling of falling in love? Why'd you choose that person? That's invisible, but it's powerful more than anything else. And I just felt that in my heart. This is from God. This is from God. And it's a feeling. You know, I saw a movie once based on a true story of a young girl who had a horse and loved it, but they had to sell it. It's Oklahoma during the drought, I guess in the 30s or whenever. They had to sell it because they couldn't afford to farm anymore. They couldn't feed the horse and all this. And the wife is talking to the husband after the sale saying, you know, our daughter feels so bad. I feel so bad. And the husband says, well, I'm going to give you some facts. We don't have food. We can't feed the horse. We can't do this. We're going to lose the farm. And then his wife says, feelings are facts too. And that really struck me. Feelings are facts too. They are. You don't get married just on hard facts. You get married on feelings. You don't go to war just on hard facts. You don't do anything just on hard facts. You have to feel it. And I think that feeling is from God. How we use it can be for the devil. It could be for anything, but it's from God. And for me, there was just that feeling like, okay, you're going to go. It was a lot of fighting because Burma's the longest running civil war in the world. Over 3 million displaced in the last 2 years alone. Millions more in the last 73 years of fighting. More fighting now than there's been since World War II. The Burma dictatorship right now is supported by China, Russia, North Korea. It's wicked and killing its own people. I've lost 60 of our Rangers, of our humanitarian men and women, killed in serving others. There's thousands more others have been killed. That's just our group. So we're in the middle of this whole thing. And I remember when we first started, there was fighting, there was shooting, and I was trying to help wounded. And this ethnic Karen medic stepped out of the jungle next to where I was and said, my name is Ilya. I'm a medic. Can I help you? And I had a bunch of medicine. I'm not a medic. And I go, yeah, man. And we started working together. The other ethnic men and women started to join us. And we just started to go where the fighting was and help people and slowly became the Free Burma Rangers. And we follow Jesus, although to be in the Free Burma Rangers, you don't have to follow Jesus. You have to do this for love. We only have 3 rules. Ability to read and write any language. You can't run. People can't run. You got to stay with them, whether you're armed or not. It's up to you. But if you have no guns and they're coming with guns, the enemy is, and the people can't flee, you've got to stay with them. You got to help them flee or live or die with them. And the last one is do this for love. We don't pay the teams. Do this for love and trust God. So I'm a soldier submitted to Jesus, serving as a missionary. You know, actions speak louder than words. So the fact that you're there, even if they don't like your skin color or race or country you came from, you're there and they're in trouble. That's automatically, you're like, whoa, that guy didn't have to be here. I'm not paying him. And it's not comfortable right now. And it may be super dangerous. And he's here. Huh? Why? When you're there with these people, your presence starts off the whole thing. You're here. I remember, you know, having our kids with us. The Kurdish general said, you brought your son, your most precious thing. I give you my most precious thing, my country. When we're in Sudan, getting bombed almost every day in the Nuba Mountains, the leader of the Nuba Mountains said, you brought your family? That means you don't want anything from us. You're just here to give. Wow. Haven't seen that. Wow. And then with others, like Iraqi general, you brought your family? You must think that in God's eyes, American children and Iraqi children have the same value because you're living with our children. So that's first thing is presence. And the next thing is action. What are you doing? Handing out food, medicine, running through gunfire to save somebody. Oh, wow. You risked your life for me? You don't even know me, man. Yeah, but God knows you and God knows me. So that makes us related that way. And he told me to come and help you. Oh, wow. Okay. And then those are actions. And then words. Please forgive us. I'm an American for the things we've done wrong against you because we're just human. We're just people, just like you. America's not God. It's not the devil. The good things America has done because God has blessed us when we obey him. And sometimes he blesses us when we don't obey him. He's just good that way. But we have a lot of good things and a lot of things work so well in our country because we follow God. But we're not God. We're just people. We make mistakes too. And some of our mistakes have hurt you. Please forgive us. I love my country. I'm so grateful to be an American and for the good it's done more than any other country in the whole world. That's sure. But we're still people. We still make mistakes. We still kill people that shouldn't have been killed. And I apologize. And they go, huh, okay, we forgive you. We forgive you. And that's from people whose kids have been killed in an airstrike. The American military in general tries very hard and has the best record in the world of not killing people they don't want to kill. But still, it happens. We're human. So to say we're sorry, and then to say, we come in Jesus' name and ask Jesus yourself, whether you're Muslim, atheist, agnostic, spirit worshiper, Buddhist. This is not about religion. This is bigger than religion. This is about the living God who sent his son and loves you. And we come in his name because he changes our heart. He didn't just change it once. He keeps changing it every day. And we offer that to you. You don't have to take it, but that's why we come in Jesus' name. And what, can I pray with you? And about every time they go, yes, please. Only one time in my entire life have I said to someone in a foreign country, can I pray? And they said, yes, and a but. Don't pray in Jesus' name. Only once. And I prayed in Jesus' name anyway. When I was done, they go, I told you not to. I said, well, man, that's my prayer. I got to do it. But don't worry, I won't pray anymore with you. There was only one guy. Everybody else is like, yeah, please, I'm in trouble. And I remember in the Battle of Mosul, when it was over, Iraqi general came to me and said, you know, we almost lost our country. And I prayed to God for help. And he gave me the worst two things in one. An American Christian, you. But thank you for showing us what it means to follow Jesus. Wow. And I love this guy. It's General Mustafa, Muslim. So love is what breaks down barriers in all of us. And Jesus offers that supernatural transformation of the heart. And when we are willing to follow him, even in the midst of our weaknesses and sins and questions, when we say, I'll obey you, Jesus, please give me your love, he does. And he goes with you, and people feel that. So that's my only hope in ministry, because I'm also just a person with sinful thoughts, sinful actions, limitations, but offered up to Jesus, he uses us anyway, because he loves us too. And he wants us to love each other. My mom says, God has friends all over the world, and he likes them to meet each other.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Monty Montgomery. And a special thanks to Dave Eubank, Free Burma Rangers. That's his mission, and that's his mission field, a soldier missionary. Dave Eubank's story here on Our American Stories.
Ready to celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's and iHeart present Women Take the Mic, sharing empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's, because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&M's and spread some positivity. From breaking glass ceilings to dominating in sports and entertainment, women truly are unstoppable.
NFLShop.com is your one-stop shop for officially licensed NFL gear to rep your favorite team. Check out the latest arrivals of jerseys, t-shirts, and much more. You'll find everything you need for a winning season with the best selection of NFL gear you'll find anywhere. Assemble your fan uniform for cheering on your team everywhere from the stadium to your couch. Shop an unbeatable selection of gear to showcase your team pride and style. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like when the tailgate party shows up at your house after the big win. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this could sideline your savings. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.